Hello, everyone. Today I'd like to read from Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 34. Jesus here is speaking, and he says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." Research shows that 40% of the things that the average person worries about will never happen. 30% of the time, people worry about things in the past that can't be changed. Research shows that 12% of the time, people worry about criticism made by others that is usually not true. 10% of the average person's worry is about their own health, which usually gets worse with stress caused by worrying. And research shows that only 8% of the time a person worries about real problems. There's been much debate among Christians regarding the question, is worry a sin? The Bible actually never specifically says that the act of worrying is a sin. But based on what the scripture does say, we can conclude that most worry and anxiety is the result of a failure to trust God. God promises to care for us, but if we worry, it's a sign or a symptom that we don't fully believe he will keep his promise. For example, Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Worry shows a lack of faith in God, and it's a failure to believe that God will do what he says he will do. Here in this passage, Jesus says, "Do not worry," three times. Notice two reasons here in this passage why we should not worry. First of all, notice worry is inconsistent. That's found in verse 25. Jesus says, "Therefore I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing?" 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born into this world. He died on a cross for our sins, and 3 days later, he was raised from the dead. He lives today, and he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. If you have trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, then you have the promise of eternal life and a home in heaven. So if we can trust Jesus for our salvation, if we can trust Jesus to provide us with eternal life, then we should also be able to trust him for our daily needs. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall." So worry is inconsistent. And number two, worry is irrational. That's found in verse 26. "Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" God is the creator and owner of all things. God created you And if you're saved, God saved you, God has equipped you, and God has called you to serve Him. God has a plan for your life. And this is a key verse here. Jesus says, "Aren't you more valuable than the birds? God takes care of the birds, so therefore He will surely take care of His own children." Think about it. God sent His Son to die for our sins, so we must be more valuable than the birds. So it's not logical to worry and not have faith that God will take care of us. If we can trust God to save us, then we can trust God to meet our needs and provide for us. We all know there are many side effects of worrying. It can cause fatigue, headaches, nausea. It can cause us to have bad sleep habits. It can interfere with our appetite and our ability to do our job. But worst of all, worry robs us of our joy. Someone once said that worry never robs tomorrow of its sorrows. It only saps today of its joy. Here in verse 33, Jesus tells us how to alleviate worry. This verse really should be the priority of every believer. He says, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things shall be added to you." This verse should be our lifestyle. This should be the way we live on an ongoing, daily basis. Not worrying, but seeking God, pursuing God and His righteousness first. And then we can have the confidence that He will provide and meet all our needs, and we can live a life of joy and rejoicing. God bless you, and thank you for listening.